It's Tony D here on SB Nation Radio. Thanks for joining us. All right, let's go to New Orleans quarterback Drew Brees. He joins us on the hotline right now. Brought to you by Pepsi and Tostitos. There are 17 different unreal experiences that fans can get closer to the game, and Drew Brees joins us to talk about that, the Saints, the NFL, and all that here on SB Nation Radio. How are you, Drew?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
All right, so give us an idea of these different experiences that Pepsi and Tostitos can help fans get closer to the game.
Listen, it's very cool. From now through January 2nd, fans can buy specially marked Tostitos and Pepsi products and then visit PepsiandTostitos.com to enter weekly sweepstakes for a chance to win one of these 17 NFL Unreal experiences that will include a trip to Super Bowl 51, where you actually get to be on the field for the trophy presentation afterward. Another one is going to Madden NFL Studios, where you'll actually get an avatar made of yourself that will be included in the game. Another one is coming to New Orleans for a game, and then going to my restaurant, Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, after, and then coming to the Saints facility for a tour and to play catch with me. So that's just to name a few, but there's a ton of unreal NFL experiences, one for each week of the season, so 17 of them. And all you got to do is purchase Tostitos and Pepsi products and then take that number and go online to PepsiandTostitos.com to enter for a chance to win.
Again, PepsiandTostitos.com. Drew Brees, New Orleans Saints quarterback, joining us here on SB Nation Radio. All right, so Drew, this offseason, a lot of people look at your offense. They have their own evaluations. When you look at your offense, what do you see?
Well, you know, there's a lot of things that we've been working on this offseason. And, you know, throughout, you know, in the beginning, you know, you're keeping things simple and you're just trying to get a lot of the young guys, I think, on the same page where you're teaching them a lot of the fundamentals and you just evolve from there. So listen, the preseason goes long here. I mean, I think you've got to go step by step, phase by phase. And, you know, I think that we would have liked to have performed a lot better in last week's preseason game, you know, against the Texans. But I think this is all part of the process of continuing to grow and learn. And I can tell you this, there's a great sense of urgency right now with what we're doing, both in the run game and the pass game. Again, it's preseason. There's things that we're working through. And, you know, you're trying to just get a gauge for exactly where you're at, I think, with a lot of players. And, you know, but I'm excited. I'm excited the way that we're working. I'm excited the way that, you know, the guys approach each and every day. You know, we got some young receivers that are chomping at the bit to be great players. And, man, it just gets me excited to come to work every day with these guys.
You talk about the preseason, and yeah, there's struggles, and then there's great performances that people get really excited about. But in all, how do you look at preseason, and what are you trying to get out of preseason, and the kind of the ups and downs? Do you go through that in preseason when things aren't going well or going too well?
You know, honestly, I think a lot of the preseason for me is in practice. It's taking the concepts that we've been working on throughout the OTAs and then really trying to apply them into, you know, kind of game-like situations during practice, because I get more reps during practice and I get to rep these plays, these concepts into situations and against a lot of different looks in practice. Whereas, you know, my time during games is so limited, and typically what defenses are doing is really simple during the preseason, and what you're doing offensively is really simple. So, you know, you're not really in that game plan mode yet. So a lot of my game planning kind of takes place in practice.
I saw that Sean Payton was really high on rookie wide receiver Michael Thomas. Is he progressing as well as he's indicating?
Yeah, he is. He is progressing. And, I mean, each day, like, I just see the fire in this guy's eyes. You know, he wants to work. He wants to be great. You know, he's always asking for feedback, you know, on how he can do something better, what I'm expecting, what I'm looking for. And so you love a guy with that mentality, because he's always, you know, he wants to learn. He wants to be coached. He wants to be taught. He wants to be great.
Drew Brees, New Orleans Saints quarterback, joining us, brought to you by Pepsi and Tostitos. 17 different unreal experiences that fans can get closer to the game. Go to PepsiandTostitos.com for more details. Drew, I want to ask you something about not only the floods in New Orleans, but when you guys arrived at training camp in Greenbrier, West Virginia, there were floods there. How has those two things affected you guys and the team?
Well, I mean, I think you see how those things affect communities, you know, but then you also see how it brings communities together. You know, we had the chance of, you know, we kind of rolled into West Virginia, you know, less than a month after those floods there. And so obviously the devastation was still very present. And we actually took a day to go and help rebuild a park and a few homes there in the White Sulphur Springs area where we were, and you know, talked to people in the community, and everyone was very thankful, you know, that, you know, we took an interest in, and obviously what was happening, and to help them rebuild. Obviously, Baton Rouge, with what happened last week, and all the rain and all the flooding, obviously those are tough times there. And obviously there was a ton of devastation, and so many families that are don't have, you know, lost everything, lost their homes, lost all their belongings, you know, here right when the school season or the school year is starting for their kids. And but man, this community rallies, you know, if there's a community that knows how to, you know, handle these types of things, it's Southeast Louisiana, you know, whether it's hurricanes or floods or oil spills or, you know, whatever it might be. I mean, we've been through a lot, and, you know, we find ways to stick together and come back stronger.
Drew, everyone I talk to about from New Orleans and Saints fans, when they always talk about you, they know the story impacts them. You arriving, winning a Super Bowl, and what you mean to the city. What does the city mean to you?
Listen, I love New Orleans. Love New Orleans so much. My wife Brittany and I have been embraced here in a way I can't even describe. You know, we have four children, all born here in New Orleans. So proud to call them New Orleanians. You know, it's a really great community. We love our neighborhood. We know all of our neighbors. I mean, it's one of those, I don't know, it's one of those kind of unique things, I think, in this day and age, too, where I think a lot of people, you know, it's easy to kind of escape out into suburbia. And yet, you know, for us in New Orleans, it's just a different feel. It's a different sense. You know, we live in Uptown, which, again, know all of our neighbors. You know, everybody looks out for one another. You know, eat red beans and rice every Monday night, you know, with my neighbor. you know, and it's something that's unusual, I think, different than most areas around the country where, you know, some of that's lost, and yet, you know, New Orleans just has that charm.
The division that you play in is now looking tougher with Carolina. Atlanta is still good. Tampa Bay is on the rise. As you get older and into this league, how do you evaluate where you guys are into the division?
Well, I mean, we're making evaluations here with, you know, and regular season hasn't even started yet. You know, every team throughout the offseason, you know, makes adjustments to their roster, whether it's, you know, who they draft or who they get in free agency. And, you know, maybe there's some coaching changes where, hey, there's going to be a different scheme or whatever it might be. I mean, bottom line is everybody in our division is good, really good. And, you know, our divisional games, I feel like, every time out are just these contested battles where it's coming down to the last possession, or, you know, it's certainly, you know, a one possession game at the end of the day. So, you know, we know the work that's cut out for us, you know, each and every game within the division. And, you know, I mean, I think everybody knows what they're getting.
Drew, I hope you let me do this. My daughter is a big fan of yours, and she asked me, she's 10, she asked me to ask you, what's your second favorite sport outside of football?
Second favorite sport outside of football? Oh, man, that's tough, because I'm a sports junkie. I love sports. When I was a kid, I loved playing baseball. And I like going and watching baseball only if it's at the ballpark. I can't watch it on TV. I love golf. I love golf because that's something you can play for your whole life. I want to get my kids playing golf. So those are things that we can all do together as a family. I like tennis. You know, that's tough because, again, I'm a sports junkie. But if I had to say something, golf, just because you can play golf forever.
Drew Brees, New Orleans Saints quarterback, again brought to you by Pepsi and Tostitos. 17 different unreal experiences that fans can get closer to the game. Drew, thank you so much. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you.